Resolution 16, submitted by the Majority Leader, Mr. Lott. Pursuant to Rule 24, the Senate rules on impeachment. The yeas and nays are required on this question.
Mr. Chief Justice.
Yes.
I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Senator from West Virginia.
Is it proper to have the resolution read for the edification of the Senate at this time?
Yes. If that is the will of the body, the resolution will be read.
I ask unanimous consent that that be done.
Is there objection to the reading of the resolution? Without objection, it's so ordered. The clerk will read the resolution in its entirety.
Resolved that the summons be issued in the usual form, provided that the president may have until 12 o'clock noon on Monday, January 11, to file his answer with the Secretary of the Senate, and the House have until 12 o'clock noon on January 13 to file its replication with the Secretary of the Senate, together with the record, which will consist of those publicly available materials that have been submitted to or produced by the House Judiciary Committee, including transcripts of public hearings or markups, and any materials printed by the House of Representatives or House Judiciary Committee pursuant to House Resolutions 525 and 581. Such record will be admitted into evidence, printed, and made available to senators. If the House wishes to file a trial brief, it shall be filed by 5 o'clock p.m. on January 11. The President and the House shall have until 5 o'clock p.m. on January 11 to file any motions permitted under the rules of impeachment, except for motions to subpoena witnesses or to present any evidence not in the record. Responses to any such motions shall be filed no later than 10 o'clock a.m. on January 13. The President may file a trial brief at or before that time. The House may file a rebuttal brief no later than 10 o'clock a.m. on January 14. Arguments on such motions shall begin at 1 o'clock p.m. on January 13, and each side may determine the number of persons to make its presentation, following which the Senate shall deliberate and vote on any such motions. Following the disposition of these motions, or if no motions occur, then at 1 o'clock p.m. on January 14, the House shall make its presentation in support of the Articles of Impeachment for a period of time not to exceed 24 hours. Each side may determine the number of persons to make its presentation. The presentation shall be limited to argument from the record. Following the House presentation, the President shall make his presentation for a period not to exceed 24 hours, as outlined in the paragraph above, with reference to the House presentation. Upon the conclusion of the President's presentation, senators may question the parties for a period of time not to exceed 16 hours. After the conclusion of questioning by the Senate, it shall be in order to consider and debate a motion to dismiss as outlined by the impeachment rules. Following debate, it shall be in order to make a motion to subpoena witnesses and or to present any evidence not in the record, with debate time on that motion limited to 6 hours, to be equally divided between the two parties. Following debate and any deliberation as provided in the impeachment rules, the Senate will proceed to vote on the motion to dismiss, and if defeated, an immediate vote on the motion to subpoena witnesses and or to present any evidence not in the record, all without any intervening action, motion, amendment, or debate. If the Senate agrees to allow either the House or the President to call witnesses, the witnesses shall first be deposed, and the Senate shall decide, after deposition, which witnesses shall testify, pursuant to the impeachment rules. Further, the time for deposition shall be agreed to by both leaders. No testimony shall be admissible in the Senate unless the parties have had an opportunity to depose such witnesses. If the Senate fails to dismiss the case, the parties will proceed to present evidence. At the conclusion of the deliberations by the Senate shall proceed to vote on each article of impeachment.
The question occurs on Senate Resolution 16. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Abraham. Mr. Abraham, aye. Mr. Akaka. Mr. Akaka. Aye. Mr. Allard.
Aye.
Mr. Allard. Aye. Mr. Ashcroft.
Aye.
Mr. Ashcroft. Aye. Mr. Baucus.
Aye.
Mr. Baucus. Aye. Mr. Bai.
Aye.
Mr. Bai. Aye. Mr. Bennett.
Aye.
Mr. Bennett. Aye. Mr. Biden. Mr. Bingaman. Mr. Bingaman, aye. Mr. Bond.
Aye.
Mr. Bond, aye. Mrs. Boxer. Mr. Bro. Mr. Bro, aye. Mr. Brownback. Mr. Brownback, aye. Mr. Bryan. Mr. Bryan. Aye. Mr. Bunning.
Aye.
Mr. Bunning. Aye. Mr. Burns.
Aye.
Mr. Burns. Aye. Mr. Bird. Mr. Bird. Aye. Mr. Campbell. Mr. Campbell. Aye. Mr. Chafee. Mr. Chafee. Aye. Mr. Cleland.
Aye.
Mr. Cleland. Aye. Mr. Cochran.
Aye.
Mr. Cochran. Aye. Ms. Collins. Ms. Collins. Aye. Mr. Conrad.
Aye.
Mr. Conrad. Aye. Mr. Coverdell.
Aye.
Mr. Coverdell. Aye. Mr. Craig.
Aye.
Mr. Craig. Aye. Mr. Crapo.
Aye.
Mr. Crapo. Aye. Mr. Daschle. Mr. DeWine.
Aye.
Mr. DeWine. Aye. Mr. Dodd. Mr. Dodd. Aye. Mr. Domenici.
Aye.
Mr. Domenici. Aye. Mr. Dorgan.
Aye.
Mr. Dorgan. Aye. Mr. Durbin.
Aye.
Mr. Durbin. Aye. Mr. Edwards.
Aye.
Mr. Edwards. Aye. Mr. Enzi.
Aye.
Mr. Enzi. Aye. Mr. Feingold.
Aye.
Mr. Feingold. Aye. Mrs. Feinstein. Mrs. Feinstein. Aye. Mr. Fitzgerald.
Aye.
Mr. Fitzgerald. Aye. Mr. Frist.
Aye.
Mr. Frist. Aye. Mr. Gorton. Mr. Gorton, aye. Mr. Graham of Florida.
Aye.
Mr. Graham of Florida, aye. Mr. Graham of Texas.
Aye.
Mr. Graham of Texas, aye. Mr. Grahams of Minnesota.
Aye.
Mr. Grahams of Minnesota, aye. Mr. Grassley.
Aye.
Mr. Grassley. Aye. Mr. Gregg. Mr. Gregg. Aye. Mr. Hagel.
Aye.
Mr. Hagel. Aye. Mr. Harkin. Mr. Harkin. Aye. Mr. Hatch. Mr. Hatch. Aye. Mr. Helms. Mr. Helms. Aye. Mr. Hollings.
Aye.
Mr. Hollings. Aye. Mr. Hutchinson of Arkansas.
Aye.
Mr. Hutchinson of Arkansas. Aye. Mrs. Hutchison of Texas. Mrs. Hutchison of Texas, aye. Mr. Inhofe. Mr. Inhofe, aye. Mr. Inouye. Mr. Inouye, aye. Mr. Jeffords. Mr. Jeffords, aye. Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, aye. Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Carey of Nebraska. Mr. Carey of Nebraska, aye. Mr. Carey of Massachusetts. Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole, aye. Mr. Kyle. Mr. Kyle, aye. Ms. Landrieu. Ms. Landrieu, aye. Mr. Lautenberg. Mr. Lautenberg, aye. Mr. Leahy. Mr. Levin. Mr. Levin, aye. Mr. Lieberman. Mrs. Lincoln. Mrs. Lincoln, aye. Mr. Lott. Mr. Lott, aye. Mr. Lugar. Mr. Lugar, aye. Mr. Mack. Mr. Mack, aye. Mr. McCain. Mr. McCain, aye. Mr. McConnell. Mr. McConnell, aye. Ms. Mikulski. Ms. Mikulski, aye. Mr. Moynihan. Mr. Moynihan, aye. Mr. Murkowski. Mr. Murkowski, aye. Mrs. Murray. Mrs. Murray, aye. Mr. Nichols. Mr. Nichols, aye. Mr. Reed of Rhode Island. Mr. Reed of Rhode Island, aye. Mr. Reed of Nevada. Mr. Reed of Nevada, aye. Mr. Robb. Mr. Robb, aye. Mr. Roberts. Mr. Roberts, aye. Mr. Rockefeller. Mr. Rockefeller, aye. Mr. Roth. Mr. Roth, aye. Mr. Santorum. Mr. Santorum, aye. Mr. Sarbanes. Mr. Schumer. Mr. Schumer, aye. Mr. Sessions. Mr. Sessions, aye. Mr. Shelby. Mr. Shelby, aye. Mr. Smith of New Hampshire. Mr. Smith of New Hampshire, aye. Mr. Smith of Oregon. Mr. Smith of Oregon, aye. Ms. Snow. Ms. Snow, aye. Mr. Spector. Mr. Spector, aye. Mr. Stevens. Mr. Stevens, aye. Mr. Thomas. Mr. Thomas, aye. Mr. Thompson. Mr. Thompson, aye. Mr. Thurmond. Mr. Thurmond, aye. Mr. Torricelli. Mr. Torricelli, aye. Mr. Voinovich. Mr. Voinovich, aye. Mr. Warner. Mr. Warner, aye. Mr. Wellstone. Mr. Wyden. Mr. Wyden, aye. Mr. Biden, Mr. Biden, aye. Mr. Daschle, Mr. Daschle, aye. Mr. Kerry of Massachusetts, Mr. Kerry of Massachusetts, aye. Mr. Lieberman, Mr. Lieberman, aye. Mr. Sarbanes, Mr. Sarbanes, aye. Mr. Wellstone, Mr. Wellstone, aye.
The chair recognizes the no.
Mrs. Boxer. Mrs. Boxer, aye.
Okay. No.
Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy, aye. Mr. Leahy. Mr. Leahy, aye.
On this vote, the yeas are 100, the nays are 0. The resolution is agreed to. The chair recognizes the majority leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. I would remind all senators, if they would, please remain in your seats until the Chief Justice has departed the chamber. And I now ask unanimous consent that the Court of Impeachment stand in adjournment and that all senators remain at their desk, as I just suggested, Chief Justice can depart the chamber.
Without objection, it is so ordered.
After.
The Senate will come to order.
Mr. President, for the information of all senators, momentarily we will do the closeout. We will do the closeout for the day, and we will, in that period, after consultation with Democratic leader, notify the senators of what the schedule will be next week and when the next anticipated time would occur for us to be here and expect votes, and that will probably be Wednesday afternoon. With that, I suggest the absence of the quorum.
Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Abraham.
Noon on Tuesday, January the 12th, for a pro forma session only. I further ask the Senate then stand adjourned to reconvene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 13th, to consider the articles of impeachment.
Without objection, so ordered.
And then for the information of all senators, the Senate will convene on Tuesday, January the 12th, for a pro forma session only. We will reconvene on Wednesday at 1 to consider the articles of impeachment. No roll call votes or motions are possible if any were filed. So let me make that correct. Roll call votes on motions are possible if any were filed. If there's no further business come before the Senate, I now ask the Senate stand adjournment under the previous order.
Senate is adjourned.